This is the Aviat Merli of the 29th of June 2025. Original date, the 31st of December 2005. In the new year, burn your old sanskars with the fire of yoga and become number one in renunciation, tapasya and service like Father Brahma. Today, Bapdada is giving all of you from everywhere, whether you are sitting personally in front of Baba or are close to his heart while sitting far away, three types of congratulations. Firstly, our congratulations for the new life. Secondly, congratulations for the new age. And thirdly, congratulations for this New Year's Day. All of you have also come here to give congratulations and to receive congratulations for the new year. In fact, only you Brahmin souls receive and give the greetings of happiness with a true heart. Today has great importance. It is farewell, vidai, and also greetings, badai. It is the confluence age of farewell and greetings. Today is called the day of the confluence. The praise of the confluence is very great. All of you know that because of the praise of the confluence age, people celebrate the confluence of the old year and the new year with so much pomp and splendour. It is because of the praise of the confluence age that there is the praise of the confluence of the old year and the new year. There is also praise of a confluence where two rivers meet. There is praise of a confluence where a river meets an ocean too. However, the greatest praise is of this confluence age, the most auspicious age, where you fortunate Brahmin souls are sitting. You have this intoxication, do you not? If you were to be asked which time period you are living in, whether you are living in the Iron Age or the Golden Age, what would you reply with intoxication? At this time, we are living in the most auspicious confluence age. You are not in the Iron Age, you are in the confluence age. Why is there special praise of this confluence age? It is because the meeting between God and the children takes place now. A gathering takes place. A meeting takes place that doesn't take place in any other age. So you have come to celebrate in this Mela, have you not? You have all come from so many different places to celebrate this Mela. Did you ever think about this, even in your dreams, that you souls would have such fortune recorded in this drama? It was recorded, and it is recorded, for souls to meet the Supreme Soul. The Father too is pleased to see the fortune of each child. Wah, fortunate children, wah! On seeing your fortune, you automatically sing the song of wah, wah, from your heart, do you not? Wah, myself, wah, wah, my fortune, wah, wah, my Baba, wah, wah, my Brahmin family, wah. So at this time of the confluence, have you yourselves thought about what things you have to bid farewell to? Have all of you thought about it? You have to bid farewell to them for all time, because by bidding them farewell for all time, you will be able to celebrate with happiness for all time. Give such greetings that on seeing your face, any soul who comes in front of you also receives those greetings and becomes happy. What does someone who always gives and receives greetings from the heart look like? A confluence-aged angel. This is everyone's effort, is it not? To become an angel from a Brahmin and a deity from an angel. You have given the Father all types of thoughts and burdens of your family and of your actions that you have you not? Have you given him the burden, or is there still a little burden left with you? This is because even the slightest burden will not allow you to become an angel. And since the Father has come to take the burdens from you children, is it difficult to give him your burdens? Is it difficult or easy? Those who think that they have handed over their burden, raise your hands. Have you given it? Be careful. Raise your hand after careful consideration. Have you given away the burden? Acha, have you given it away? Congratulations. If you have given it away, then many congratulations. Those who have not given it, what have you kept it for? Do you love burdens? Do you like burdens? Look, what does Bapdada call all of you children? Oh, my carefree emperor children. One worries about one's burden. The Father has come to take away the burden, because the Father is seeing that you children have become very heavy as a result of carrying your burdens for 63 births. Therefore, since the Father is telling you children with love to hand your burdens over to him, why are you still holding on to them? Do you like burdens? The most subtle burden of all is that of the old Sanskars. Bapdada saw every child's chart for this year because it is now the end of the year. All of you too must have checked your own charts for the year. What did Bapdada see? That for some children, their attraction to this old world has been reduced a little. This attraction to old relationships has also been reduced. But for the majority, the burden of old sanskars still remains. In one form or another, whether through the mind — there aren't impure thoughts in the mind, but the percentage of the sanskar of waste thoughts is still visible. It is also visible in your words. In relationships and connections too, one sanskar or another is still visible. So today, along with congratulations, Bapdada is giving all of you children this signal. This sanskar that still remains will deceive you at some point. And at the end too, it will be an instrument to deceive you. Therefore, today, have the cremation ceremony of the sanskars. Each one of you knows your own sanskars. You want to renounce them. You are fed up with them. But you are not intense effort makers in transforming them for all time. You do make effort, but you are not intense effort makers. What is the reason for this? Why are you unable to make intense effort? The reason is this. Just as you kill Ravan, and you don't just kill Ravan, but you also burn him, in the same way, you make effort to kill the Sanskars. They even become a little unconscious. However, because they are not burnt, they awaken every now and then from being unconscious. For this, have that cremation ceremony. Sanskar, final ceremony when a person dies, of your old Sanskars, and pay attention with determination to burning them in the fire of yoga in the new year. You ask what you have to do in this new year, do you not? The question of service is a different matter. But first, it is a matter of yourselves. You do have yoga, for Bap Dada even sees you children practicing yoga. You also make a lot of effort at Amrit Vela. But your yoga tapasya is not in the form of an intense fire. You definitely remember Baba with love. You also have many heart-to-heart conversations. You also practice taking power from Baba. But you haven't made your remembrance so powerful that if you had the thought to bid them farewell, you would actually be able to bid them farewell. You are not using yoga in the form of a fire of yoga. Therefore, make your yoga powerful. The power of concentration is especially needed to burn particular sanskars. Whatever form you wish to become stable in, for however long you wish to become stable in that, just have a concentrated thought and you will be able to burn it. This is called the fire of yoga, in which all name and trace finish. When you kill something, the corpse still remains. When it is burnt, all name and trace of it finishes. So this year, let your yoga reach a powerful stage. Whatever form you wish to stay in, when you, Master Almighty Authorities, issue an order to that power to destroy something, it is not possible that that power would not obey your order. You are the masters. You call yourselves masters, do you not? If a master issues an order and the power doesn't present itself, then is that one a master? Bap Dada has seen that even now there is still a trace of one old sanskar or another, that trace creates a progeny every now and then, which then makes you put it into practice. You then have to battle. According to the time, Bap Dada doesn't like the present battling form of the children. Bap Dada wishes to see every child in the form of a master. When you issue an order, that power should become present. So, did you hear what you have to do for yourselves this year? To be powerful, carefree emperors, because this is everyone's aim. When you ask everyone, what do they say? We will claim the kingdom of the world. We will claim a right to the kingdom. You call yourselves Rajyogis, but are you Praja Yogis, yogis who become subjects? Is anyone in this whole gathering a Prajayogi? Is there anyone who is a Prajayogi and not a Rajayogi? Teachers, is anyone like that? Is anyone at your centre a Prajayogi? All of you are called Rajayogis. None of you are raising your hands as Prajayogis. You don't like that, do you? The father too has this intoxication. Bapdada says with intoxication that at the confluence age, every child is a kingly child. No other father could say with such intoxication that every child of his is a king. However, Bapdada says that every child of his is a self-sovereign king. You didn't raise your hands for being Prajayogis, so you are kings, are you not? However, you must not be such a weak king that even when you order someone to come, he doesn't come. Do not become a weak king. What are those who are sitting at the back? Those of you who believe you are Rajayogis, raise your hands. Some are even sitting in the gallery. Today there were 18,000 brothers and sisters in the hall and in the gallery. Bapdada is seeing you. Those in the gallery, raise your hands. So now this will begin the last turn. So Bapdada is now giving you 3 months. Is that all right? Baba will give you homework, because the homework that you are now given every now and then will be accumulated in the last paper. So for 3 months, each one of you should check your chart. When I, a Master Almighty Authority, order any of my physical organs or any of the powers, is that order obeyed in a practical way or not? Are you able to do this? Are those sitting in the front row able to do this? Raise your hands. Acha. For 3 months, let none of your old sanskars attack you. Do not be careless. Do not allow royal carelessness to come by thinking that it will happen at the end. You have very sweet conversations with Bapdada. You say, Baba, don't worry, I will become that. What will Bapdada do? He listens to this and smiles. However, if you speak in that way for these 3 months, Bapdada will not believe you. Do you agree to this? Raise your hands. Raise your hand with your heart, not just because of the gathering. I have to do it, no matter what I have to tolerate or what I have to renounce, it doesn't matter. I definitely have to do this. Paka, is it firm? Paka? Teachers, are you going to do this? Acha. What will these children with the crowns do? Little children wearing crowns are sitting in front of Bapdada. You have worn very good crowns. You too will have to do this. Acha. Look, even the children are raising their hands. What should we do if you don't do it? Tell them that too. In that case, Bapdada will not allow you to come for one season, because Bapdada is seeing that the time is waiting for you. You are not those who are waiting for the time. You are those who are preparing yourselves and the time is waiting for you. Nature, the Satipatthan elements, are invoking you as well. So in the 3 months, use your powerful stage to transform any sanskars that still remain. If you pay attention for 3 months, then that practice will be developed for the future too. Once you have learnt the method of transformation, it will be very useful. You do not have to wait for the time. When will destruction take place? When will destruction happen? You all ask this in your sweet conversations. You do not say anything externally, but you do speak about it internally. I don't know when destruction will take place. Will it be in 2 years or 10 years? How many years are there still to go? Why should you wait for the time? The time is waiting for you. You ask the Father to tell you the date, to tell you which year. Will it take 10 years, 20 years? How many years will it take? Bap Dada is asking you children a question. Have all of you become equal to the Father? Should we open the curtains? Or is it that if the curtains are opened, someone will be combing her hair and someone will be putting cream on her face? If you are ever ready and your sanskars have finished, it would not take Bap Dada any time to open the curtains. At least become ever ready first. You have pleased the Father for a long time by saying, I will become that, I will become that. Now do not do that anymore. It has to happen. You have to do it. All of you raise your hands for becoming equal to the Father. There is no need to raise them. Look at Father Brahma. You will follow Father Brahma in the corporeal form, will you not? Father Brahma demonstrated this by having renunciation, doing tapasya and service in a practical way until the last moment in the corporeal form. He fulfilled his duty of allowing Father Shiva to speak the elevated versions until the last day. You remember the last Murli, do you not? Do you remember the blessing of the 3 words? Be incorporeal, viceless, and egoless. Those who remember it, raise your hands. Acha, everyone remembers it. Congratulations. He had renunciation until the last day. He didn't renounce his old room. The children ask Father Brahma with so much love to live in the new buildings, but he made everything for the children, but didn't use anything himself. He always woke up at 2:30 or 3 a.m. and did tapasya for himself. He burnt his sanskars, for that was how he became Karmateet, Aviat, and an angel. He demonstrated it by doing practically whatever he thought. His speaking, thinking, and doing were all equal. Follow the Father. Till the last moment, he remained busy in his task. He wrote letters. How many letters did he write? He didn't stop doing service. Follow the Father. He was a great donor continuously. Not just a great donor, but he showed the practical form of being a constant, akhand, great donor until the last moment. Until the last moment, he sat in his tapasvi form without any physical support. Now you children take support for sitting down. But Father Brahma kept the tapasvi form from the beginning to the end. He didn't wear glasses. This is a subtle power, free from support. The body is old, and day by day, the climate, air and water are getting polluted. And this is why Bap Dada does not ask you why you take support or why you wear glasses. You may wear them. However, you must definitely make your stage powerful. Have you finished your service of the whole world? Bap Dada is asking you a question. Are all of you satisfied that the service for world benefit has been completed? Are you? Those who believe that the task for world benefit is completed, raise your hands. Not a single one. So how can you say that destruction should take place? You haven't completed your work yet. To all the children everywhere who are constantly moving forward with zeal and enthusiasm, to the children who are worthy of receiving multi-million-fold help from Bap Dada because of their courage, to the victorious children who are constantly victorious jewels at this time and who have been victorious in every cycle, who are now this and are definitely victorious in every cycle, to the children who constantly belong to the One Father and who are free from both attractions, who are neither attracted to their world nor to the old sanskars, to such children who are constantly equal to the Father, Bap Dada's love, remembrance and namaste. Blessing. May you be victorious over a long time and be threaded in the rosary of victory by constantly paying attention. Those who are victorious over a long time become beads of the rosary of victory. In order to be victorious, constantly keep the Father in front of you. I have to do whatever the Father has done. At every step, whatever are the Father's thoughts are the children's thoughts. Whatever are the Father's words are the children's words. Only then will you be victorious. This attention has to be paid all the time, for only then will you receive the fortune of the kingdom for all time, because as is your effort, so is your reward. If you make effort for all the time, you will then receive the fortune of the kingdom for all the time. Slogan: to be constantly present on service is the real proof of love. Aviat signal: practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. When anyone is standing in front of a mirror, he is able to see himself. In the same way, any soul who comes in front of the mirror of your stage of soul consciousness, your power, should be able to see himself in a second. Let there be the attraction of spirituality in every act of yours and in your behavior. Souls who are clean and pure and have the power of soul consciousness definitely attract everyone. Om Shanti.